from a series of articles on the public ministry entitled Best Job Ever, we hear an article entitled The Best Training. A young man named Timothy received preparation for the public ministry like none other. Joining Paul early in his journeys, he apprenticed with the most highly educated of the apostles. Timothy observed Paul's versatile style of preaching and teaching up close and was hand-selected for several important tasks. He was even the recipient of two verbally inspired epistles. In that second letter, Paul calls Timothy to faithfulness amidst the pressures that he would face as a pastor on his own. From verse 14 of chapter 3, "You must continue in the things you have learned and have been assured of." Yes, Timothy had gained much sitting at the feet of the apostle, but Paul hearkens in essence to what Timothy had learned well before the two met. His protege's best training was first received in his mother's arms. As Paul wrote in chapter 3, verse 15, "From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." I have no reservations in speaking highly of our Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary. The Lord has blessed our fellowship with an excellent theological institution. This statement, though, can be intimidating. It is staggering for a 12-year-old to think of learning the biblical languages, for a teenager to imagine a decade more of school, for a college student to contemplate writing sermons week after week. But Paul's counsel indicates the best training for the public ministry doesn't happen in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It began years ago in the plainest scriptural truths learned from infancy on. The great breadth and depth of doctrine taught in Christian dogmatics is not so overwhelming when everything new you learn can also be found somewhere in the small catechism that your parents help you commit to heart. Once you learn Hebrew, the orthography that used to seem mystifying now gives rise to the vivid realization of just how those Old Testament passages you memorized for Christmas programs all point to the salvation which Mary's baby had earned for sinful mankind. Pastors do face the pressure of writing a sermon every week, but the theme slowly comes into focus as you simply recite to yourself that, quote, "The law shows us our sin," end quote, and, quote, "The gospel shows us our Savior," end quote. Pastors need not be overwhelmed with thoughts of how to make worship services into more meaningful experiences. The liturgy you first learned sitting on your mother's lap, familiar and plain, is the more than sufficient adornment for the Word of God, allowing it to resound and shine. Pastors do receive their members' toughest questions in life. Christian day school teachers are often called upon to help unravel their students' problems. But that dreaded pressure of your confirmation examination honed you to give answer to those too. And in the end, it wasn't nearly as bad as you thought. Both preparation and practice, the stress of public ministry is mostly self-imposed. When a young man heeds the comforting counsel that the Lord has already begun equipping you long ago, all that anxiety begins to melt away. Don't let the thoughts of the public ministry overwhelm you. If you find yourself fascinated with the training you have received thus far, if you feel the pressing need for souls to hear the good news of Christ crucified for eternal life, these are noble desires indeed. Such curiosity is from God. Pursue it. Learn more. He promises to direct your steps. This article was written by Timothy Daub, pastor, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Hecla, South Dakota.